Life Doesn't Begin at 40 by Peggy Randall Martin. Promo. My name is Emmy Shields, and I live in Three Trees, Oklahoma, population 8,010. The town was named after Tom Two Trees. Make sense? No, there are only two trees in his name, but there are three T's in all. Go figure. I grew up in the 1960s, and I am now exploring the 60s, and through the last few years, I've learned that if an object can be moved, it can also be misplaced. I spend a good part of my time looking for things, and I highly suspect that it's not all my fault. The conclusion I have come to is that a woman, unbeknownst to me, sneaks into my house while I'm sleeping and hides everything I hold dear. When I asked a few of my friends if they had seen her, each of them said they hadn't. But from all the complaints I've heard, we think she's bicoastal. None of us have ever laid eyes on her. But she seems to take on the physical characteristics of the owner of the house she is invading. I thought I saw her the other day, but it turned out to be my reflection in a glass frame. What looked like me putting my Funkin' Wagnalls dictionary in the freezer was just the opposite. Like looking in a mirror. Actually, I was removing it. And whatever you do, don't let this woman scare you into putting things where you can find them easily. It's a ruse. And once you fall into that trap, you'll never see half of your stuff again. Another piece of advice. Don't let age bother you. When my 40th birthday came on the horizon, I was petrified. Not like the forest, but I did stand still for a period of time in my life. Until I realized that life doesn't begin at 40. It begins when you're no longer afraid to live it.